is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my colleague Judy Dempsey, senior scholar for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. We begin in Berlin because there's a new government forming around the very successful and well-dressed attorney Friedrich Merz, who is now the leader of the winner of the most recent election. That would be the Christian Democratic Union, the CDU, and its partner, the CSU. However, there is German governance afoot here, and Judy's here to help me understand it, because while there is a winner of the most recent election for the Bundestag, there is not yet a government in place because of a negotiation underway between Herr Merz and the previous chancellor, or the present chancellor, Olaf Scholz, who leads the social, the SPD, the Social Democrats. Judy, a very good day to you. This is a procedure that I'm unfamiliar with. They're negotiating between the two worlds. Friedrich Merz is looking to bring the SPD into his coalition in order to maintain a majority at the Bundestag. It would appear that the negotiation is going well from the report at Reuters, all I have. Working groups for Germany's election-winning conservatives and the center-left Social Democrats will submit findings on a possible coalition Monday, that would be today, a step toward forming a government and bridging differences. Okay, differences. Let's begin with migration. Is there a profound difference between how the Social Democrats want to regard the migrants already in Germany and future migrants coming to Germany and the way the conservatives have presented to their electorate? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you, as always, for having me on your show. Migration is a big issue. It's still the number one issue. The Conservatives under Friedrich Merz wants to have a more controlled system involved in terms of asylum, in terms of processing the applications, in terms of who is allowed and who is not allowed into Germany. But of course, it's very difficult to do because the borders still, despite barriers coming up among the borders that Germany has with so many countries, people still want to come to Germany. But it is an issue. The Social Democrats will try to soften it if Merz wants to become a bit harder in order to sort of weaken the role of the anti-immigrant and far-right alternative for Germany. That's the alternative for Deutschland. But the Social Democrats, frankly, they will try to soften it, but they will go along with it. They're lucky to be in coalition, actually, at all.
What authority does a coalition junior partner have in these negotiations? There will be ministers chosen, but is it a long-term conversation or is it decided right at the beginning and after that the Social Democrats will sit quietly? Is that the way? Which way does it go? Noisy or quiet?
Well, depends on their electorate. If you're the junior partner in the coalition and you give in too much, you'd be accused of being too quiet and not defending the party's interests. On the other hand, since you are a member of what's called the Grand Coalition between the Conservatives and the Social Democrats will have to agree with the Christian Democrats to the terms of what's called a coalition agreement. And the agreement is unbelievably detailed. I don't know why they go into so many pages. It could be done in 10 pages over defense, over security, over migration, over internal policy, over foreign policy, over all sorts of issues. But they have to thrash these things out and agree to them and stick to them. And so the coalition is a kind of It's the instrument to remind both sides, this is what you agreed on, and this is why you're joining the coalition. So we have to cooperate on the basis of that contract.
The economy. A major component of every election in the United States is the pocketbook. I'm presuming it's the same in Germany, since we derive much of our population from Germany once upon a time. And the pocketbook matter is profound, given the last 2 years of subpar, even negative growth for Germany, and then what we've talked about, deindustrialization, moving towards a more robust economy, into the 21st century. Is that already set, or is there an argument about it between the two partners in the coalition?
Well, there should be a big argument about it, but Merz has watered down some of his ideas about the economy. He does actually, in principle, support the deindustrialization. You can't stop it. But in order to get the Social Democrats on board, he's promised subsidies for energy. He's promised delaying the phasing out combustion engines. He's giving subsidies to the car industry, which really don't need them. What they need is a big fat push to actually modernize as quickly as possible. But the industry politics is very, very important, because this is the backbone of the Social Democrats, whether it's regardless of where they are in Germany. So the Social Democrats are pushing as much as ever for their own constituency, which is actually fading. It's the fading working class. But having said this, the country's already riven with strikes over the public sector. It's what you asked me earlier. Big inflation, they want higher wages. Even though inflation may go down, it's not reflected in the prices. So Merz and his Social Democratic coalition partners have to juggle all sorts of ways on how to kickstart the economy. Merz does not want to be left behind with the German economy. And if he panders to the Social Democrats in terms of subsidies, Germany will not modernize fast enough.
It is observed that the CDU-CSU is traditionally extremely cautious about spending, very cautious and very, very worried about debt. I understand the debt brake is being avoided for a couple of special topics. Defense is one of them, infrastructure is another. Does that remain controversial, however? Is Merz taking risks here with his own party because of their tradition?
I will say something about the German psyche that generally speaking, most parties want to control the debt because somehow it's ingrained in the minds of the huge inflation of the 1930s and what happened immediately in the Second World War period, and then came a huge stabilization of the currency. But having said this, Merz knows that he will not attract foreign investment or indeed private investment from Germans if the infrastructure is not really overhauled and modernized. For instance, as we speak, there is an enormous traffic jam every day, every single day over the past 7 days when a bridge collapsed not far from a huge exhibition center just here in Berlin, and under investment. And so it's hitting home to the public that getting rid of the debt brake is actually a good thing and a necessary thing, because the economy, the infrastructure, digitization, artificial intelligence, everything has to be now invested in to push this economy into a more 21st century mode. And actually Merz knows this, but just doing subsidies and buying off the Social Democrats will not resolve the problems.
And finally, about the topic that is pressing on everyone now and again, the war in Ukraine. Is there a disagreement between the Social Democrats and the CDU about what is to be done? Rearmament, yes, but immediately done, because Ukraine is struggling and there's said to be a ceasefire negotiation on again, off again. Is there one opinion between these two parties?
I think there is a tacit consensus that what President Trump is doing with President Putin is so damaging to Ukraine and to European interests, especially with security. And the Europeans, whether it's in NATO or whether it's in the European Union, they are not actually going to give up on Ukraine. And the would-be Chancellor Merz will not do this either. He's got a team of foreign policy advisors, whether he uses them or not, who are incredibly vocal about supporting Ukraine. There are wobbly people in the Conservatives and the Social Democrats who even think of reviving the Nord Stream gas pipeline. I mean, it was destroyed in any case, but these are nostalgic elements, all wanting to restore relations with Putin, which just shows that one element of what Trump is doing has a kind of resonance with the old Ostpolitik core in the old-fashioned pro-Russia German elites. But for the moment, the consensus is Ukraine all the more now needs European support, and I think this is still there.
We'll turn to the European Union and NATO next. I'm speaking with Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin, and what's important here is Germany is the engine of both NATO and the EU. So we begin with the German government that will be critical, but there are lots of moving parts.